Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
Right, so it's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and for that we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station, DW in Berlin. Now, Chris, the transfer window is shut for now. Let's talk about the best moves that defending champions have made. Are they done shopping?
Yeah, Bayern Munich are the only team with some silverware to lose. You know, no, they're going to have to do some more. I think they might need to tighten up their defense, you know, come the winter transfer window. But right now, I like Cameroonian Eric Choupo-Moting, you know, and Douglas Costa. Those players have maturity. And I like the moves. The free transfer from Choupo-Moting, I think is brilliant because Robert Lewandowski and a lot of other Bayern players will be exhausted in this particular month, and they're going to need as many players they can rotate as possible on that roster. We have to wait and see, you know, what happens with other clubs such as Hoffenheim. Hoffenheim made a move. Hoffenheim, you know, gave Bayern defeat earlier on this season. You know, they did sign 20-year-old from Tottenham on a loan, Ryan Sessegnon. We have to see how he factors in that equation. But I think the Bundesliga teams will make more moves come the winter transfer window nevertheless.
Chris, there are some big matches coming up in the Bundesliga. Which ones should we keep an eye out for?
Well, you know, the table is so tight right now. A lot of big matches. The number one team, RB Leipzig and Augsburg, you know, face off. This match, you know, should be one to watch. Augsburg didn't score in their last time out. In RB Leipzig, you know, RB Leipzig's been doing wonders without Timo Werner. And Julian Nagelsmann seems to have the pieces he needs to see success. And they're at the top of the mountain right now, and I think they're going to want to hold on to that and get some distance because they are level on points right now, and a draw just won't do. Another match in a similar situation is Hoffenheim and Dortmund. You know, I do like that match. I'm looking forward to see, you know, how often Andre Kramaric can score, and I'm sure the Dortmund defense is a bit concerned about that as well.
All right, so Chris, Bayern head to Arminia Bielefeld as well. You know Bielefeld has a South African connection. Do you see an upset on the horizon?
Well, in terms of an upset, Arminia Bielefeld, you know, they've only been scoring one goal. They've only scored one goal in a couple of their outings. You know, they're going to have to really punch above their weight to see an upset. They could catch, you know, a Bayern, a fatigued Bayern, and hand them defeat. But in terms of the South African connection, yeah, Arminia Bielefeld's very interesting. You know, Ernst Mittendorp, you know, he went to university in Bielefeld, you know, and he spent coaching at both clubs, Arminia Bielefeld and the number one club in South Africa, the Kaizer Chiefs. You know, so that's always an interesting relationship. And South Africans have also been part of Arminia Bielefeld's history. We have Delron Buckley. Delron Buckley had the most successful, without question. He helped them prevent relegation back in 2005. He had 15 goals, you know, to boot. And then they had Zuma the Puma. He also contributed 8 goals, you know, in this particular year, 2005. He spent a few years at the club. You know, Arminia Bielefeld did see some success, you know, in 2005. They reached the semifinal in the German Cup. I don't know if they'll repeat that success this go round. You know, we have to wait and see if that does happen, but the connection is steady and strong. It has been between, you know, the number one team in South Africa, some South Africans, and Arminia Bielefeld.
Chris, former player Knowledge, the smiling assassin, Musona, had an unfulfilling stint in Germany.
Yeah, he did. It didn't really work out for him. And why is that? A lot of people wonder. I think the narrative speaks truth. The narrative is, you know, he was punching above his weight. That's what his former coach at Zimbabwe had to say, you know, about that experience. The reality is the Bundesliga doesn't have the best history in terms of developing talent that is not European. Sometimes homesickness issues, you know, are part of the reason too. You have to put that in play. Culture shocks as well. You know, he spent time in Hoffenheim and Augsburg, you know, between 2011 and 2014. Having been to both of those cities, I think culture shock would have played a huge part into why he didn't produce. Those are the only two teams he's never scored a goal, you know, which begs the question. And also the competition was a factor. You know, Roberto Firmino came 6 months after to Hoffenheim, and we all know where Firmino is now. You know, and in terms of Germany not working out, he was loaned back to the Chiefs in this period, and he scored 8 goals. So opportunity, punching above your weight, and giving yourself time to develop. The Bundesliga was very competitive during this period of time. In this window, that's when we saw Bayern and Dortmund compete for the Champions League. So that speaks to the competitiveness that was in the Bundesliga. Other leagues like France and the league, you know, in the Netherlands, they have a better history of developing young African talent. The Bundesliga isn't quite there yet.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update. Sports correspondent Chris Harrington from Deutsche Welle in Berlin. Have a great day.
Thank you as well.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Slu Paho and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Simon Strella and Uli Prisch. And graphics are provided by Nino Segele.